Get to our daily look at arts and culture here on the program. And maybe Italy is next, but for now, photographer and documentarian Don Dixon has cast his gaze upon our country with his incredible Canadian Icons project. For years now, he has been photographing and interviewing a selection of this country's most familiar and fascinating personalities, names like George Shavallo, Margaret Atwood, Dubai Young, Chris Hadfield, Donovan Bailey, Anne Murray, Christopher Plummer. The list goes on, over 150 in all. And now a new exhibition at Nine Gallery will feature a curated selection of 30 profiles from this ongoing project. It is my pleasure to welcome Don Dixon to the new Classical FM studios. Great to have you here.
Well, nice to be back, Mark.
Great to be with you, my friend. I know what you mean. So, Don, why take this on? It's such a massive project, 50 years of iconic personalities. Why did you want to do this?
You know, I kind of stumbled into it. It wasn't something that I said, you know, I'm going to do this for the next 10 years of my life. I was having breakfast with my sister-in-law down in New Jersey, and we were talking about Captain Kirk and Star Trek. And she said, well, you know, Captain Kirk's from New York City.
Right.
And I said, no, he's Canadian. He's from Montreal. And she said, no, I'm sure he's from New York. And I said, okay, well, where do you think Christopher Plummer's from? And she said, well, Chris Plummer, he's English for
right.
sure.
Got to be British.
And I said, no, actually, he's from Montreal as well. And right. in fact, his grandfather was a prime minister of Canada. So I came back and I thought, well, you know, in America, you don't get a lot of outside information. It's pretty insular. And I told a few people here the story, and I was shocked to learn that a lot of people thought that Christopher Plummer was English here as well.
Right.
And even Shatner. So I talked to Melissa Patterson, my makeup artist, and I said, why don't we track down a few people and we'll do a little show? You know, we'll do some portraits and just, you know, celebrate some Canadians. That's how it started. And then it just kind of snowballed.
So you and I had coffee about 3 years ago, and you were right in the middle of all this, and you were collecting names. You had some. You were still going after some of the names. What has happened between now and then that we're now seeing this, you know, 30 portraits in this studio coming up this week?
Well, you know, that's interesting that you should bring that up, because 2 years ago, I moved to San Francisco.
Okay.
And I left town, And it just kind of died. Actually, I got pretty disappointed because I couldn't get any fire under it. You know, Norma Jewison said something that really stuck in my head.
Okay.
And he said, you know, Canadians don't celebrate Canadians. We don't celebrate ourselves. And if we do, it's suspicious.
Right.
So, you know, with that in mind, I left town. And as soon as I left town, I got popular. So now I live in San Francisco, and yeah. I've got cred now.
Is Murphy a Canadian? Murphy's Law Canadian? Is he a Canadian guy? Must be in this case.
Yeah, if he is, I have to interview him.
So you've done these amazing photographs. I've got one in front of me right now. It's absolutely stunning. But you've also had a chance to do these interviews and then also, put them on video and so on. What is it you've been looking for? What have you wanted to hear from these people?
Well, you know, when I started off, it was because I'm in the arts community, it was musicians and actors. But as it grew, I started interviewing doctors and politicians and philanthropists and people that are doing good in the world that we don't know, that are off the grid.
Right.
And I started to realize that Canadians are really making a difference in the world, although as Canadians, we have no idea.
Right.
And there was a doctor named Lap Chi Sui, who is one of the foremost cancer specialists in the world. And he came to Toronto because Toronto was the best place in the world to do his research. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, well, you know, in Toronto, I can share all my information with everybody else that's doing cancer research. I don't have any restrictions. He said, if I was in the United States, I'd be backed by a pharmaceutical firm that would make everything proprietary. I wouldn't be able to share it. And he said, I said, but you'll make more money down there. He goes, well, how much more do I need? He goes, I live in a great place. I drive down here. All the best hospitals are here.
I love that story because not only does it say something about that personality, but we also learn something about our country at the same time, which is fascinating. That must have been, and I would imagine as you've gone through this, there must be surprising revelations happening all the time. Can you think of one where you were speaking to somebody and thought, oh my goodness, what I would have never known that unless I'd had this conversation.
Well, there's you know, one leads to the next, and right. It's not just one. There's a guy named Stephen Schreier,
okay,
who discovered the genome that's responsible for autism.
Right. Right.
Now, nobody knows who he is, but he's a candidate for a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah.
And so many of our students get their education here and then they go to the States, so they go somewhere else. And that's a real problem because, you know, we have the best country in the world. Canada is, you know, I've lived in a lot of places. Canada is one of the best places in the world. And we're in a position to actually lead, you know, the charge against climate change and the other things that we need to deal with in the world.
Right.
But
just staying on the planet as human beings.
Yeah. Romeo Dallaire said something really, that's, you know, you asked for something poignant.
Yeah.
He said to me, you know, as a police force in the world, Canadians are always called upon to go to the toughest places and dig in. He said, but we're always asked to be tactical. And he said, we need to be strategic because we have the wherewithal and we have the knowledge and the understanding to lead people to the right place. And that's what we need to do now with all of this great brain power. And we're very affluent, even though people get, you know, annoyed with our government. It is one of the best places in the world. We do have the wherewithal to make change.
I want to quickly talk about what people are going to see. It is at it is Roman numeral IX, but I believe that's 9 Gallery. Is that correct?
That's right.
The Canadian Icons Project, Visionaries and Originals. It opens on Thursday, a special 5 to 9 p.m. Showing at the 9 Gallery. That's 11 Davies Avenue, just northwest of Queen Street East and Broadview. And by the way, it is part of the Contact Photography Festival, but tell me about these, a little bit about these 30 portraits.
Well, actually, it grew from 30 to 37.
Okay.
Because I couldn't make up my mind. There's 100, actually, I've got them all there now.
Okay. Yeah.
So what I did was I started retouching all of the pictures, and as it grew, I thought, well, there's all these great people that I'm not showing. So I've got a big monitor in there, and I retouched all the rest of them. So there's 127 portraits that you can see. And these are people across the board. They go from entertainment to philanthropy to science, technology. And then there's the interview portion as well, because I've got the interviews there. Should I say a bit about that?
Well, sure, if you want to mention. And these are the videos, is that right?
These are the videos.
Okay.
You know, there's an interesting story. The reason I got started with the videos was Peter Appleyard came into the studio. And I'll make this quick.
Vibraphone player, yeah.
He's a, renowned vibraphone player. And he told me when he was a young man, he was in New York City, and he was recording with Count Basie.
Okay.
And he said, they were in the break room. He said, I'm having my sandwich, and somebody burst through the doors and says, who's Appleyard? And he goes, well, I am. And he goes, get up, come with me. Frank wants to see you right now. So he said he went charging out the door, following this guy across the street, through some doors, and there's Frank Sinatra standing in front of a piano. And he goes, Peter, come here. There's somebody I want you to meet. So he goes over and he goes, Ella, this is the guy I was telling you about. It's Ella Fitzgerald. He said, oh, my God, my two favorite people in the world. I'd never met him before.
Wow. And all at once.
All at once. And then he said, well, what do you want from me, Frank? And Frank said, we're just recording this piece, and I thought of you. You'd be perfect for this.
Right.
And he goes, well, what do you want me to do? And he goes, just do whatever you do, Peter. So he said he was recording with Count Basie, and then 10 minutes later, he's in front of Frank Sinatra, and he's recording with Frank and Ella.
Okay.
And at that point, I thought, I got to get a crew in here because these are the kind of stories Canadians want to know about.
That's right. And Peter Appleyard gone now, right?
So he's gone now, yeah.
So we want to share those stories before they do leave us, and you've been taking care of that. Real quickly, before we run, I do want to mention there's a lot of places we can visit right now to learn more about this project. Where should we go online, in your opinion, right now, to learn more about the Canadians Icons Project?
Facebook, Canadian Icons Project.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of videos on there. There's still pictures. Yeah. Or you can come to the gallery and see them there.
Please do. Thursday, 5 to 9 at 9 Gallery. Once again, that's 11 Davies Avenue, just right around Queen Street East in Broadview. And Don Dixon, it was wonderful to spend some time with you this afternoon. Congratulations on all that you've been able to accomplish with this.
Well, thanks, Mark. Good to see you again, too.
Really good to see you, too. All right. You can also check out the Contact Photography Festival website. You can learn more there. Somebody that Don did photograph that is right here on our playlist, Misha Brugger-Gossman, here on the new Classical FM.